This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, yeah. Fourth and final hour of our get-together. Welcome to the 9 o'clock stretch. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're going to try to make your Mondays great, at the very least tolerable, I hope. 9:07 in your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, Nicolas Maduro facing a courtroom in New York. Today at noon, apparently, is in the courthouse, and noon is when the legal proceedings should begin to take place. How about those Jacksonville Jags? My goodness, they won big over the Titans, 41-7. Cam Little set, he's got the record for the longest field goal. Now he's got the very longest, and then he's got the second longest.
Overachiever.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
And so it's shaping up to be the Bills and the Jags in the playoffs. So this will be Sunday at 1 o'clock unless something changes, and sometimes that happens. But that's the latest I have on it. Plan accordingly, my friends. Now that, you know, the Lions and the Bucks are out of it, you know, some of you might have more free time. Well, I'll have more free time. Still got the Eagles. Still got a shot. In fact, I may go so far as to give you, well, what's going to happen? Super Bowl Sunday, you ready? Jags versus the Eagles. You heard it here first.
There you go. Bob said it.
Right here.
We'll see.
Jags and the Eagles. Mm-hmm. That's right. All right. Governor Tim Walz, one of the happiest guys over the weekend. No, I'm serious.
What?
Yeah.
About what?
Oh, think about it. All this Somalian stuff going on, all this fraud, the daycares. They say it's really much deeper than that, literally the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. It went from maybe $1 billion in fraud to now they're talking about over $9 billion, maybe more, in fraud, all through the state using state and federal monies. Awful. And under his watch, Tim Walz.
Yeah.
So, you know, when Maduro was getting escorted out of Caracas, you know that Tim Walz, that is the first time he actually got to nod off in a peaceful sleep when he knew that that would be the front page news and would take him pretty much off of it for at least a little while.
Right.
So, Tim Walz, take it easy for a while.
Uh-huh.
Breathe easy. Because your world is going to come crumbling down here very, very soon.
Keep looking over your shoulder there.
Yeah. So there's that. Stories of the Minnesota's Somali fraudsters, lifestyles of the rich and famous, basically. They were smart enough not to do too many things that were flashy, you know, in their own hometowns and such. So they would travel all the way like Kenya.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long way to go to have to hide your fraud and your illegally obtained cash.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But you can afford it, I guess.
You could afford to hire a personal chef during your stay. And, they spent like $350,000. That's a party in Kenya.
That's a party.
That's a big party.
Yeah.
Other couples were like renting Lamborghinis, Rolls Royces, exotic cars, costing about $2,000 a day.
Wow.
And it just keeps going. And unlike other fraud that have been perpetrated in the past, these folks weren't even trying to deliver any services to anybody. Usually like a Medicare, Medicaid, they overbill.
Right.
Charge you for x-rays and then come to find out there's not an x-ray machine in the in the building.
But at least there were people there.
But at least there were people there, but this thing, they just made it all. I mean, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just built on a house of cards, I guess. And
wow.
We'll see. We'll see if we get some perp walks out of it. We sure hope so. And Tim Walz should certainly be at the front of the line, in my opinion. Senator Bernie Moreno, the Republican from Ohio, he praised President Donald Trump and War Secretary Pete Hegseth's operation to capture Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro, calling it a flawless execution of a very difficult mission. You better believe it. You better believe that was a tough mission. What a well-oiled machine. I mean, boy, the best of the best doing this awesome work. And, you know, tip of the hat to all of them involved in the chain of command all the way down to the folks on the ground, and I mean, they made it happen.
But you know, you can have these Dems going, well, we were not notified. We're like, yeah, because you'd have told them we were coming. Idiots.
Yeah, I don't have it confirmed yet, but I saw a piece of information. I don't know if it's for real. I'm going to try to look into it, but it is that they narrowed down that something came from Hakeem Jeffries' office.
Would that surprise you a bit?
That attempted to alert Maduro, but apparently he got the message just minutes too late. And, you know, they were heading for some kind of a safe room or something. And our forces were able to head him off before he got there. Of course, it wouldn't have held him for long, but
yeah,
we'd have to blow more stuff up.
Yeah.
So there you go. How about a good story?
Okay, what you got?
How about a little baby dog getting saved?
Aw.
Yep. I don't mean finding Jesus.
Oh,
I mean,
okay. Okay.
It getting saved from nearly being crushed to death in a trash compactor.
That's scary.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
No.
Just in the nick of time, thanks to a police officer on duty, just days before Christmas in Gardena, California, the sergeant there, Nick Burling, got a call about a whimpering noise coming from a trash can outside a church. He and other first responders found something they didn't expect. Animal control officers at the scene called police because the can was locked. And firefighters were later called to break it open. Once we had access to inside the trash can, and I'm assuming this may be rather large kind of a trash can, and he said, we saw Norm, little dog, terrier-type dog, sitting on top of the trash, kind of whimpering and shaking and looking for help. And then we looked in a little bit further and found out that it was like a self-compacting type of trash can eventually would have crushed him. The pup was taken, though, to the SPCA, South Bay Adoption Center, given medical care and food. And they have some security cameras outside the church, but they have not, I guess, either looked at the footage or haven't released any information related to the footage. And
I hope they get whoever put that pup in there.
Yeah.
They need to be handled.
Yeah.
Just saying.
But the puppy has been rescued. What's his name? Norm?
Oh, it's cute.
Yeah, little Norm, the little terrier.
Uh-huh.
Make for somebody's nice Christmas and definitely make his Christmas better than it would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Social media users shared some of their thoughts, writing, another reason to appreciate law enforcement, good people showing great compassion, angel saving an angel, great story. Thank you. Someone else commented.
Nice.
Know what you need sometimes?
Absolutely.
Good story, positive story. Yep. Then are you ready to go back to doom and gloom, death and destruction?
AI
is going to kill us all, Greg.
Oh, that's optimistic.
But first,
yes,
they'll take our jobs.
Well, that's not a surprise.
Well, the guy who's considered the godfather of AI, Jeffrey Hinton, he predicts that AI will replace many more jobs in 2026.
Not surprised.
Yep. And he said they're gaining additional capability to replace a growing number of human jobs. He did a recent interview with CNN, State of the Union, and Hinton shared his predictions for the future. and talked about AI and his groundbreaking work in the field. He expressed growing concern about the technology's rapid progress and its potential to displace human workers across various industries. He said AI has been improving at an accelerating pace, with the time required to complete tasks being cut in half roughly every 7 months. Every
wow.
7 months, it's the computers are getting better at doing their job.
Well, we've seen it. We talked about it over a year ago, I'm sure, how that, you know, for people who in our industry who maybe used to read books for the blind and all those kind of things, those jobs are going away. A lot of audio jobs, but now the video side of it has gotten so good. I think it was in England. They were, you know, dealing with actually reporters that weren't even real. And, well, I've got a friend who did a little commercial just the other day and put it on YouTube, and it's not a real person. They literally had people going, oh, when did you hire her? She doesn't exist. No.
Except in AI's mind.
It's getting really good.
The guy that put out the Avatar movie, which is highly computerized.
Yes.
James Cameron.
What a hypocrite.
Hates AI.
But look at his movie hitting $1 billion. What a hypocrite.
You can hate and count money at the same time,
Greg. Apparently you can.
Apparently you can.
Yeah.
9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we'll cover all the headlines, information that you need to get your Monday off the ground and started right. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Nine 21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Dictator Nicolas Maduro and his wife appear in U.S. federal court that is scheduled for noon today. What an operation, going right into Caracas and getting the leader. what kind of operation? The forces, Pete Hegseth. I mean, really, you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
That is a huge operation.
They're awesome.
And this wasn't like going into Iraq. We had to break, you know, quite a few things there.
A few rocks.
Here, we didn't have to, we only broke a few things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, wow. It's awesome work. And by the way, you never have to miss a minute of the show. Search for The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or iHeart or wherever you get your podcast. Secretary of State Marco Rubio was given an opportunity to explain to some folks on the Sunday shows that, look, this is not a war, and we're not at war with Venezuela. This was a law enforcement function. Mm-hmm. He was under indictment in the previous Trump administration, right through the Biden administration. They even upped the bounty. Then Trump upped it again. So really, everybody was in agreement that Maduro is a bad guy.
Right.
And need to be stopped. Just Trump was the one who was bold enough to actually take action and to make it happen. Not only is the guy a narco-terrorist, killing Americans, not only was he violating sanctions and international law with oil trading that was not supposed to be done, but he really was allowing this creeping of our enemies into the Western Hemisphere. China, Iran, Russia. So, you know, the thing you have to remember is who's upset right now? The Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, and the Cubans. They're all unhappy. Okay?
And the Democrats.
And the Democrats.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting how, you know, how they choose their bedfellows? And this is just another one where they're going to be on the wrong side of history. Of course, they can't admit that because they have Trump derangement syndrome, which prevents you from actually having a sound thought. But Marco Rubio laid it out perfectly. It's not a war. We're at war against drug trafficking organizations. We're not at war against Venezuela. We're enforcing American laws with regards to oil sanctions. We have sanctioned entities. We go to court. We get a warrant. We seize those boats with oil. That will continue. We'll continue to reserve the right to take strikes against the drug boats that are bringing drugs toward the United States that are being operated by transnational criminal organizations, including the cartel. Of course, the leader of that cartel is now in U.S. custody and facing U.S. justice in the Southern District of New York, and that's Nicolas Maduro. We made big progress in that regard. He added, this was, at essence, at its core, a law enforcement function. Okay, the Department of Justice, dating back to the Biden administration, had a $25 million reward for his capture. And so we have a reward for his capture, but we're not going to enforce it. That's the difference between President Trump and everybody else. All these, it's easy to make a wanted poster and say $50 million for the capture of Maduro, but no one wants to take that seriously because they're not going to do anything about it. President Trump did something about it.
Gotta love it.
Join us now on the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Maria, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. This is a good year. Happy New Year. You don't know how Venezuelans we all feel with this news. Thank you, President Trump, because we've been waiting for this for years, 27 years. And please, to the Americans that are protesting, that don't worry in Venezuela and the oil and all that. Shut up. We are happy. Don't explain Venezuela to Venezuelans. We are tired of doing lines to buy food. We are tired to not have gas. We are tired to all this invasion. And my family is still there. And my cousin telling me I've been eating eggs and rice the whole week because there is no food. So don't explain Venezuela to us. This is the best thing that happened to Venezuela in so many years. And if they are worried about the oil was there before with the Americans in the 80s, and it was a booming economy. Venezuela was richer than China. And now look what we are down there. So I'm just super happy. It's a great way to start 2026. And the way I see it, him going to New York, because people are saying, why New York or whatever, really and truly, I see it like a present for Mandan. This is what you are putting in New York. Something you are following these guys, partners, you know, they, mm-hmm. what you want to do in New York is what this guy did in Venezuela. And I think that's a present of welcoming to Mandani.
I like it. I like everything that you're that's talking awesome. About. And you speak from experience, and you still have family there, and you know when things were booming and doing well, and the oil industry. And I can tell you, if I'm not telling you anything, but you know, when socialism came in and started to take over, part of the problem with socialism is government controls business. Government doesn't know a lot about oil drilling, oil wells, oil processing, etc. And so that whole thing began to diminish, fall apart, rust. It wasn't taken care of. And, yeah, it fed a lot of people. The oil fed a lot of people in Venezuela. It was, you know, it was kind of the foundation of the economy. And when they began to destroy that structure, whether on purpose or not, the economic doom followed. Yeah, I like what you're saying about it's a present to Mom Donnie. And maybe a little kind of like, well, you see his future's not looking good. What about your future? Are you going to behave in a similar fashion? Are you going to try to bring in, you know, Marxism and stuff? Might not go so well. Happy New Year, by the way, Maria. 928 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Stick around. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, I have to say I was wrong. I did not call this one correctly. It is 9:34. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Tim Walz was signaling that he may step aside and not run for re-election as governor of Minnesota, especially with this swirling fraud that's going around, this big, big story. And I said, I don't think that he will sit it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how arrogant some Democrats are. However, I was wrong on that one. According to breaking news and Fox News, live coverage, Minnesota Governor Walz announces he won't seek re-election amid the fraud scandal.
Hmm.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it is.
But do you think, as time passes, that he would try to run for president in 28?
Wow. I don't know. I don't know. You are right. They are... The lefties are arrogant.
Yeah.
And they seem to never really, you know, experience any perp walks or anything.
This one might just be too big.
Yeah.
It really, yeah. And it is big. It's huge, in fact. And I know the lefty media really tried to avoid it as much as they possibly could, but it is just too big.
And he had the embarrassment of the campaign with Kamala. I mean, what a farce that was.
Yeah, and so. I mean, he'll long live Tampon Tim. I mean, that will be a moniker that he won't he won't get rid of easily.
Mr. Tough Guy, coach, football coach, military. Yeah, you're right.
Well, he never, you could tell. You know what I mean? You get the essence of a man. And
yes.
Yeah, he...
He liked the external appearance of all these tough guy things.
Well, he wanted to try to make that.
Yes.
He never sold me on it. I don't believe he sold you.
He pranced a little too much for us, I think. You know. Is that a good word?
Because
when he would come on stage, he was like... It was like Richard Simmons or something.
Yes.
You know, it's like...
Yeah, nothing against Richard Simmons.
Oh, no. But and somebody did do a split screen of the two of them, and it's like, yeah, that looks familiar.
Look, to have energy and exuberance and all that, it's not a bad thing.
Not at all.
It's just, you could tell it was channeled in... He looked goofy. Okay, and we can...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so, look, and he, if he had knowledge of what was going on and didn't take, you know, strong and decisive action. I hope that he pays the price for that, quite frankly.
Well, if he knew, then he's guilty of all that. If he didn't, he's a total idiot because it was so big. And on one of the fake daycare centers, they had a phone number that led to him, to his office. That's the number they had on their site. A phone number that led to an office of Tim Walz.
Maybe he needed some daycare. Maybe that's where he'll be going now. I don't know. And look, they did take action. The federal government took action on a lot of this stuff previously, but it just kept, you know, whistleblowers kept going, well, you need to look at this and you need to look at that. Uh-huh. And, you know, finally, I guess, they had no choice but to kind of, you know, take a look at it, but it's way, way too late in the game.
Oh,
so, I guess he's not going to seek re-election. And I don't know if they did any internal polling or somebody just made the call from the DNC.
Well, you've also had how many was it? Nearly 50,000 people signing a petition for him, you know, basically, hey, to the curb with you kind of thing. We don't need you. So,
and you know who else is a shady character, in my opinion? That the Attorney General there, is it Keith Ellison? Is that the? And he was a former congressman, and he's bad news, in my opinion, too.
Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting to see if they can clean things up in Minnesota.
Yeah,
I don't know. They've got They've got a lot of work to do. Yep.
Well, every couple of weeks we have a new scandal. You know, millions and then billions, and
that I got to tell you. That makes people very, very angry because we see, wait a second, we're all these trillions of dollars in debt, and you keep taxing us, and you keep saying, and it's never enough, and you keep going back to the trough, and then we find out about all this fraud and waste. It makes people angry.
That's
it really
why
does.
You've been seeing all the memes of, hey, let's just all quit paying taxes until they clean this mess up. And I get it. You can't really do that. Well, you can, but. You know, bad things happen. But people are frustrated. They're just tired of it.
University of Illinois hosted state-funded committee meeting where professors advocated for reparations.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe, I guess I should, but I cannot believe that that is still an idea that's still around. And I, what did I say earlier? Beware of any politician who wants to give you something.
Yes.
Anything that's labeled a freebie, so to speak. Just beware of those individuals. But the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign in October hosted a meeting of state-supported reparations committee where two of its professors and one of its researchers advocated in favor of reparations. The first problem in analysis of black workers' lived experience in Illinois reveals two dominant relationships, according to a professor in the school's history department. They shared with white workers labor exploitation. That is the hallmark of capitalism, theft. So not just, you know, reparations, a whole attitude of being anti-capitalist.
Right. Well, and now you got Crazy Crockett saying, hey, you know, blacks in America shouldn't have to be taxed as a form of reparation. Like, how are you going to figure that one out?
Well,
seriously?
You know where this comes from. I mean, why it's popped up again recently. It's because they see the erosion of the black vote.
Yes.
They're eroding support of Democrats. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to shore it up with this stuff because it's been a go-to for years, a hot-button type issue. But I don't know that it's going to resonate. It's certainly not going to resonate the way it used to.
No.
It's kind of a tired old subject. So, you know, they should stick to maybe the affordability argument that, of course, doesn't hold water from the Democrats' side because it was under Joe Biden that caused the prices to go up. It's called inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We called it Bidenflation for a reason. So there you go.
But yet they think that this affordability thing, they can, and it will resonate with some on the left that don't really pay attention or understand the economy, just like the conversation you had.
Yes, I was at the grocery store and I was getting some beef. And beef, as we know, we've had the discussion with several of our guests, why
it's
so high.
You got a beef with beef?
I got a beef with the price of beef. And lady next to me goes, oh, yeah, this last year, everything has been so high. I'm thinking, that was a political statement, whether you realized it or not. It's only been high since Trump's been president. You know, everything. I'm like, without saying it, that's what she was saying.
Yeah,
you're maybe a little misled here.
And so, just to recap the top stories, in case you've been away, you've been vacationing. I mean, who could be away for weeks at a time? There's some
Bob, don't go there. Shh.
Huh?
That was us.
Oh, shoot. I hate it when that turns out
that
way. But the top story clearly is U.S. Special Forces conducted an early morning raid in the Venezuelan capital of Caracas Saturday, striking military facilities, capturing President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. They've been transported to New York City. They're facing federal drug and terrorism-related charges, with their first court appearance expected to be, I believe, at noon today. President Donald Trump suggested the U.S. would oversee the country until open elections could be held. As of this recent report, Maduro allies led by Vice President Delcy Rodriguez remain in charge, but have been in contact with U.S. officials. Rodriguez condemned the strike and called for Maduro's release, of course. The operation began around 1:30 a.m. local time, roughly 150 aircraft providing air cover while extraction teams entered Maduro's compound, intervening before the Maduros could enter a safe room. The effort took about 2 hours with no Americans killed.
Nice.
Maduro assumed power. It was in 2013 following the death of Hugo Chavez. He was indicted by the U.S. in 2020, which eventually offered a $50 million for aiding in his arrest on narco-terrorism charges spanning 25 years. Maduro claimed victory in the 2024 election, despite evidence that he lost by a wide margin. The administration framed the operation as a federal law enforcement action that did not require congressional approval, while some critics argued it violated international law previously ratified by the U.S. Legal precedent suggests the circumstances of the capture won't preclude prosecution. We'll see where this leads. And just once again, it's very interesting Now the Democrats, the left, mm-hmm. find themselves on the wrong side of the issue, supporting a narco dictator, while they cry that our current president is some sort of a dictator.
Uh-huh.
Find that interesting and ironic, to say the least.
Yeah.
Marco Rubio let it slip out. It's not really a secret that we're no fans of Cuba and the Cuban government, but he basically said, yeah, the Cuban government is in a lot of trouble.
Mm.
So will we see an expansion of efforts from our current administration to weed out these bad players in the Western Hemisphere?
Yeah, but the Democrats are going to get exhausted defending all these, authoritarian dictators, because they apparently don't like these people who set themselves up as kings. Oh, wait a minute. Well, it depends, right?
Venezuelan expatriates across the country cheered, as one of our early callers previously, Maria, talked about.
I loved her line. Don't tell Venezuelans about Venezuela.
Yeah.
Shut up. I'm like, yeah, you go.
Yeah. She wasn't pointing that at us.
No, not at all.
She was pointing it at the lefties and the Democrats.
That was awesome.
Who were upset about this mm-hmm. guy being taken out of power. And she's still got family there.
Yeah.
And they said, we're tired of waiting in line for food and all that. Once they ushered in socialism, the quality of life went down. Yes, there were pockets of poor people in the country before, but in any country, look, we're one of the wealthiest nations on the face of the earth, and we still have a homeless population.
Sure.
So, you're never going to have a perfect scenario, but at least capitalism provides opportunity.
Well, socialism kind of did what they say they're going to do. They're going to level the playing field. They just kind of made everybody poor.
That's pretty much what socialism ends up doing, really.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, so there's been some protesters. A few got together in San Antonio. We're socialists, and what the president did was wrong and all that.
Well, go to Venezuela.
You have any of your lefty friends and there's still hope for them, just tell them to look up Thomas Sowell,
uh-huh.
S-O-W-E-L-L, and read his many, many writings. And he addresses this issue time and time again. He's a man of color, and he just he totally gets it, and he explains it in a way that's easily understood. And so that's... If you have questions, that's a great resource. And if you have friends that you think you can still save
mm-hmm.
from the bowels of Democrat hell,
then
give them that information. Thomas Sowell. You've got some Democrats. Oh, they're fundraising. using the Maduro capture, not saying, hey, we captured a bad guy, vote
uh-huh.
for us.
Yeah.
We're against capturing bad guys, but please vote for us.
Wow.
So they this is interesting. Will they really get mileage out of this, where people really send them money?
Oh, I guarantee you, if you go to Gainesville, you're going to see people with signs.
In fact, I believe there was.
Yeah.
I think that happened almost immediately.
They love certain corners, that area of 43rd and 16th and 23rd. They love that area. They love to get out there. They'll walk over from Duck Pond and with their signs.
So they think Donald Trump is going to destroy democracy.
Right.
Yet he just took a person out of power
uh-huh.
who was already part of destroying democracy there, and he's going to restore it.
Right.
So why would he restore it in Venezuela but then destroy democracy here in the U.S.? That doesn't make sense, does it?
Well,
so
do they?
So these lefties that protest, Donald Trump's a bad guy and he's going to destroy democracy. What could they possibly say about Maduro? Didn't he already help to destroy democracy?
Yeah, lost an election, but wait a minute. He did what they accused Trump of doing, losing an election but still being in charge. Never leaving.
Huh. I mean,
wow.
We talk about, are you tired of winning yet? Are you tired of winning? We have to ask the Democrats, aren't you tired of losing?
It's got to get old.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Let's see. Approaching 9:50, 10 minutes till 10 o'clock on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time now for things that make you smile. Looking for upbeat, positive thoughts that we'll share with you or you can share with us. 877-975-9825. And Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Welcome to another day in paradise. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks so much for supporting what we do. We certainly appreciate it. Time for Things That Make You Smile. Upbeat positive thoughts provided by you or us. And it is sponsored by my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis and Transformation Dentistry. So along those lines, I got to tell you, that's making me smile to be back at work.
Oh, yeah.
I love, routine, especially when that routine is anything but. You never know what you're going to be talking about. You know, you go on vacation, you come back, and Maduro's in court today.
Yeah.
Things like that. And it's always interesting. It is an exciting time to be alive. And I got to tell you, the vacation time off, a chance to connect with family and with friends, do a little traveling, and then also enough time to get some rest in there. So for me personally, man, I feel like really recharged and ready to go. Greg?
Well, I planned on sleeping in. And well, compared to getting up at 3, I did. But there was a little caveat. See, Barrett, our little wonder dog, he's used to being able to go out about 3 o'clock when I get up.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to be sleeping in till like 7. He decided by, 4:30, 5:30, excuse me, nobody has let me out yet. So he woke me up literally almost every morning through the whole vacation time about 5 o'clock in the morning or so. But that's okay. It was
that
all
makes
right.
me smile.
Well,
it was,
we had a good time. It was nice to be off. Some of Jim's family was in town. A couple of things. Went to a BMW car show at the Gainesville dealer a week ago Sunday. That was kind of cool. And then Town of Tioga, I was at their car show Saturday morning. Great turnout. A lot of fantastic cars of all kinds, trucks, exotics. It was
now you
cool.
recently made a purchase, which is not shocking to those of us who know you, but going to two car shows like that.
Uh-huh.
Do you have your eye on something else already?
Oh, no. I haven't.
You're very well behaved.
I haven't made the first payment yet, so I probably should at least wait until. Well, on the last one, Jen did say, when I had the Jeep, she goes, you got to wait at least, you got to keep it at least a year.
And
I did.
And what, a year and 3 days?
It was like a year and a month.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe a couple of weeks.
Almost 13 months. Okay.
Almost.
Maybe she'll say, can you keep this one? 2 years?
At least.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, at least.
We'll follow along.
Uh-huh.
It is 9:56 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and don't go away. We're not done yet. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A 3-judge panel of the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit ruled Friday that California's ban on open carry of handguns runs afoul of the Bruin decision and violates the Second Amendment. The panel voted 2-1. Two of them were Trump appointees that voted in the affirmative, and then one was a George W. Bush appointee. All right. So the historical record makes unmistakably plain that open carry is part of this nation's history and tradition. It is clearly protected at the time of the founding and the time of the adoption of the 14th Amendment. And that's the Ninth Circuit. Wow. That is your smoking gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. Have a great day. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.